Well, Mr. Race is secretly running a blind ad in the newspaper saying he has $7,500 to invest in some business and wants a partner with a like amount. Answer care of Box 24, the Post. Not knowing it's Mr. Race's ad, Jane answered it, asking for details but not giving her name. Neil Williams typed the letter for her. This episode takes place the next day in alternating scenes between Neil's office at the newspaper and then to Marge's office. But first to Neil. Jane has just come in. Listen.
There's no answer yet. I was just down there and they said there was no mail for me.
Well, Jane, you only mailed your letter yesterday. You've got to give this man time to think it over and mail your reply.
Oh, what's there to think over? I don't think he's the right time for Mr. Ace to go into business with if it takes him a whole day to write a letter.
You want action, huh?
Sure, I want. I like a businessman that does things fast, like this. Oh, snap too hard.
You see, you hurt yourself with too much snap judgment. I think the man that turns things over in his mind is the most successful. Besides, we only wrote the letter and mailed it yesterday afternoon. He doesn't have a chance to get it yet. At least answer it. You'll hear from him soon.
Maybe I asked for the wrong box number. Wasn't it 18?
Box 18, that's right. Wait a minute, I'll call up and make sure there isn't a reply yet.
Yeah, call up. I didn't like that fellow's altitude down there when I asked him if there was a letter for me.
Yes, they're a rather snooty outfit, that advertising department. Hello? Give me the want ad counter, please.
What did she say?
She said, want ad? Yes.
Oh.
Hello? Who is this? Oh, Ray, this is Neil Williams, City Desk. Yeah. I'm interested in a friend's reply to a blind ad we're running. I got her box number 18. Will you be a good fella and see if there's any answer yet? Yeah, 18.
What'd he say?
Just a minute.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oh, there isn't, huh?
See, I told you he said there wouldn't be any.
Ray, will you do me a favor? If anything does come for Box 18, will you call me, or if I'm out on a story, will you send the letter up and lay it on my desk? Thanks, I'll appreciate it. There you are, Jane. There's nothing there yet. But if something comes, you'll give us extra service on it.
Well, I guess I'll just have to sit here and wait.
Wait?
Yes, till it comes.
Well, that isn't necessary. I can call you or have it sent over to the house.
No, I don't want you to find out I'm doing this.
Ace, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right about that. In fact, I don't think you ought to be meddling into his business anyhow. You sure he's interested in something like this?
Well, sure, I'm sure. He wants to go into some kind of business. I heard him say so. And he said he'd even go into partnership with somebody that has some money to put up. Well, this ad is just what he wants.
Yeah, but don't you think it'd be wiser just to show Ace this ad and let him use his own judgment about answering it?
No, he wouldn't even think of it. You know how he is. He wouldn't even try to find out if this man in the ad is all right or not. Now, if I find out, I can tell him about it and let him do the rest.
Well, I guess there's no harm in trying to get the lowdown on this party with $7,500, as long as we don't commit ourselves. I think it was wise not to mention Ace's name in that first letter. Let the other guy lay his cards on the table first.
Cards on the table? What do you mean?
Well, just an expression, Jane, laying your cards on the table. Like showing your hand. Not a card turn. You see what I mean?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, let him lay his cards on the table first.
Yes, before we start the deal.
Huh?
Deal? You said cards on the table, and I said deal. I made up an expression, too.
Yes, before we start the deal. But seriously, Jane, I think it was wise to...
And we have to make sure he's got the jack. There's another one.
What?
Jack, don't you get it? Like the jack of clubs and jack money.
Yeah, that's stretching it pretty far, but it's all right.
Oh, the deuce, you say. See, I'm pretty good today. I surprised myself.
Oh, Jane. Now, enough of this levity. Let's get down to business.
Yes, enough joking around, I guess.
Yes, I guess. What were we saying now?
Well, you want him to lay his cards on the table first, and I said before we start the deal and the deuce.
Oh, yes, yes. I still think it was pretty wise that we wrote him to give us all the details about himself first and let him lay his... let him tell us who he is, and then we can decide whether to tell Ace to take it up from that point or not.
Yes, but don't you think we should have told him more about us in the letter?
No, that letter was okay. I'm kind of proud of that bit of writing, Jane, if you don't mind me saying so.
All right.
I think it was just evasive enough and just inviting enough to tempt him to find out what we had on our mind. We didn't say too much, and still, we said just enough to make him want to hear more about the problem.
This letter I picked up this morning is one that intrigues me, Marge, and I wonder if you can find time to type an answer for me right away. Can you? Are you busy?
I've been busy here for weeks.
Oh, fine.
This typewriter would age and rust if it weren't for you coming around every day.
Well, I'm not making a pest of myself, am I?
No, don't be silly. What is the matter that intrigued you? Who's it from?
Well, that's just it. I don't know. The party that wrote it is just as secretive about it as I am and the information I give in my ad.
Oh?
That's just what I liked about it. Shows a good business mind. No name, not very much detail, but just enough to sound very businesslike and... Well, here, I'll read it to you.
Yeah, you got me curious.
Dear sir, this is in response to your ad now appearing in the Post. Before committing myself otherwise and saying I might be interested, may I have more details as to your former line or lines of business, stating what business preference you have at this time and also whether you're able to furnish local bank references. Any information you give, I feel sure, can be duplicated by myself. And I assure you that anything you care to say will be held in strictest confidence. Please address your letter to Box 18 in care of the Post.
Well, much information there about that, sir.
No, but I like the tone of the letter. It seems a little more businesslike and really serious. I mean, this guy sounds like a businessman that I could go into partnership with. You know, not like these other letters I've been getting. Let's answer this letter right away.
Okay, I'm ready. What are you going to say? I guess you'll have to tell him who you are and all that.
No, not yet. I can be just as cagey and cautious as he is.
Yes, but he wants to know some certain definite things.
Well, I can tell him as much as he should know without telling too much, I think.
Well, you think that's fair?
I do. It'll show him that I've got a pretty good business mind myself. I mean, he can read between my lines just as I read between his.
Well, you must play hide and seek.
Well, I'm certainly not going to play tag and find myself it to the tune of $7,500. When I go into this next business, whatever it'll be, I'm going to be darn sure it's the right thing.
All right. I'm ready to take the letter. You want to get it off right away, don't you?
Yes, but I'm going to take it over there myself.
To the post?
Yes, I'll leave it at the counter there. While I'm there, I might find out something about who has Box 18 there, you see?
Oh, I see. Spying on him already, and you're not even partying.
Oh, no. I'm looking into every angle.
Well, let's have the letter.
Well, let me see. Dear sir, yours of this date received, and wish to say that your questions concerning my bank references and former lines of business are...
Guess I might as well go home, then.
Yeah, I think that's wise, Jane. If any letter comes, I'll get in touch with you right away.
Yes, there's no use waiting around here. A waiting postman never boils twice, they say, or something like that. Well, why don't you call him up once more and ask him if anything came yet, Neil?
But Jane, I only called him less than an hour ago. There's nothing there.
Oh, it's been over an hour. Go ahead, Neil.
Well, will you please go on home if there's nothing there?
Yes, if you call up and there's nothing there, I'll
go. That's a promise now. Because besides bothering that fella down there, I got work to do.
Well, maybe it came in just after you hung up. A lot of
one
time...
One hour, please.
A lot of time...
Yes, please.
A lot of time...
Hello, Ray. This is Neil Williams again. I'm sorry to bother you, old man, but is there a letter there for Box 18, the one I called you up about before? Well, oh, fine. Well, will you send it up to my desk? Oh, thanks, old man. It's come, Jane.
See, a lot of times.
Well, now, we'll see just what kind of a prospect this gent with 7,500 smackers is.
Now, can I write him and tell him who I am after we read who he is?
Well, we'll see. I suppose so, if he's the McCoy.
Who's that?
Who?
McCoy. Did you say McCoy?
No, I mean if he's the real stuff, if he's not a guy out to swindle somebody, see what I mean?
Oh, well, he wouldn't do that, not if he answered my letter. Of course, we have to be careful not to get mixed up with the raffle. But if this man's got 7,500 smackers, he can't be the raffle.
Oh, he can't always tell, Jim.
Oh, you mean that stuff about money not being everything?
Exactly what I do mean.
Oh, don't be old-fashioned, Neil.
Well, hello, Ray. I didn't mean for you to bring it up yourself.
Oh, that's all right. Just thought I'd come up and tell you that the guy who brought this in just now tried to find out who the party is that gets the mail at Box 18.
Oh, it is.
Oh, Neil, we'll have to tell him now, won't we?
Ray, this is the lady who has Box 18.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance. Oh, why did you tell him who I was?
Wait a minute, Jane. Ray didn't say he told him, did you, Ray?
Not on your life.
You see? Now, let's look at this letter and see what the man has to say.
Oh, then you didn't tell him who I was.
Not on your life.
Oh, that's good. Dumb's the word now. We've got a certain reason for not wanting to know him to know who we are.
That don't matter to me. I have my code.
Oh, I hope you get over it.
Why?
I say I hope
well,
you get over it.
Well, what do you think of this letter? This guy's more cautious than we are. He doesn't give us any information about himself at all.
He doesn't. What does he say?
Dear sir, yours at this date received and wish to state that your questions concerning my bank references and former lines of business are perfectly in order. But all that in due time. Since it is I who brought up the subject in the first place, I think it's no more than fair that questions should be answered by you first. How do you like that? The least you can do at this time, before I disclose my identity, is to supply me with your name, address, and a few local references. I assure you that any investigation on my part will be in strict confidence. Mail reply to Box 24, care of the Post.
Boy, he doesn't say who he is.
Oh, Jane, it looks like he's playing a bit of hide and seek.
I wonder who he can be, Ray, sit down, Ray.
No, I've got to get back to my desk.
But I want to ask you something about this old man who brought this letter.
He wasn't so old.
Oh, well, then this young man who brought this letter.
He wasn't so young.
Oh, well, sort of in the Middle Ages?
I gotta get back to my desk.
Well, oh, wait, when did the tall man bring this letter?
He wasn't so tall.
Well, the short man, then.
He wasn't so short.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Not old, not young, not tall, not short. Mineral or vegetable?
What? Well, Jane, you're not going to get anywhere that way. Much obliged, Ray, for bringing the letter up.
So long.
So long.
Neil, I almost had him. Why did you have to butt in that way?
You can't get anything out of him. They're not allowed to give out that kind of information.
Well, we'll just have to tell the man who we are.
I don't think so. How about making an appointment to meet him?
Meet him? Why, we don't even know him. How can we meet him?
We'll write him and say we'd like to have a talk with him, without either side giving any names. We'll meet him on a certain spot, and I'm sure that after 5 minutes' conversation, we can tell if he's on the level or not. You get the idea?
Yes, that sounds good. Where?
Well, how about right here at the paper? That's it, at the want ad counter tomorrow downstairs. Tomorrow afternoon, 2:00, all right?
I'll be here, Jamie on the spot.
Okay, I'll write him and make the appointment.
And so it's arranged for Jane to meet her own husband on a big business deal. The meeting takes place when next we meet the Easy Ace.